Do you have yourself a backup if your computer crashes and everything goes wrong? Let me explain exactly what I mean right now. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here and I'm the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. And I want to talk about having a backup plan. Well, we all have plans in our trading and everything else that goes on, but do you have a backup plan if the worst happens to your computer? Now, the reason I want to talk about this is because I've had this exact same experience myself this last week. I've had a number of issues with my computer. This suddenly wouldn't start, and I took it to the computer shop. But luckily, because I have a plan, first of all, I've got a very reliable computer shop who look after me, but also I have everything backed up. Now, it's important that you have things like Google Drive or Dropbox. You have your computer, your software backed up to maybe a portable hard drive or even backed up incrementally off-site, so it's stored on another server elsewhere. Whatever it is, make sure that you have that in place. Also, if you're using a desktop all of the time for your main trading, like I do when I'm trading here from my home, make sure that you have a laptop and it's up to date. Make sure you have all your trading software on there. Make sure that you have copies of, if you're using MT4, let's say, like I do, make sure you have your indicators, your scripts, any robots, your profiles, your templates, everything backed up. So all you need to do is either download another version of the platform or get it straight off with a backup file, whatever it is that you have. But it's really important that you have everything ready to go. The other thing also to consider, of course, is an internet backup. Now, personally, if I ever, not only do I have two separate connections, one hardwired and one wireless, I also have an iPhone hotspot if I ever need it. And of course, for traveling, that's just fantastic because it allows you to just trade off your laptop. Do you have an iPad or tablet? Do you trade off your phone? Whatever it is, make sure that you have a good number of reliable backup sources that prevents that whole panic from happening. Because when your computer does go wrong, you get a virus or something goes, electrical fault, whatever it might be, it's never at the best time. It never is a good time. So you want to try and eliminate as much of that headache and that stress as possible when that happens. Now, this is especially true if you have trades open. Now, of course, you need to potentially have your broker's email address and phone number handy. Don't make it something that's a headache to find. All those things in place, having a plan will really help you should the worst go wrong. The other thing to consider also is a VPS, a virtual server, so maybe like a shared virtual server, so you can have your trading platform on there, which means that you can log into any computer anywhere and have your trading platform up and running without needing your own computer on. So it's just a really important point. It's not something that a lot of people discuss, but like I said, when the worst happens and things go wrong, make sure that you have a plan ready in place that doesn't interrupt your trading at all. The other thing I want to talk about, of course, just the market conditions. I think the market conditions right now are pretty tough to be trading right now. On the longer time frame charts, I found the daily charts, one day the market's up and it's down and it's up. The yen, for instance, go and look at the yen on your charts for this past week. One day it's been really strong, then it's been weak, then it's been strong, it's been weak. It's just been a nightmare to trade on the longer time frame charts. I've personally found that 4-hour charts have been fantastic this week, had a lot of really good success on those, but daily charts have been a lot harder to trade. I've got some trades open on the lot longer time frame, like the weekly and the monthly, and I've also taken a number of trades on the hourly charts. Now, the other thing that I've shared with my clients is I've had an indicator written that allows you to trade other time frames that aren't available in MT4. I've had a lot of success trading 12-hour chart trades. And today being Friday, I've actually taken a number of trades that are open right now on my computer beside me here on the 12-hour charts, and they've shown a lot of good setups. A lot of them have been showing strength or potential strength coming into the US dollar as we head into Friday. So by the time you see this, you'll know whether that US dollar strength continued or not. but right now it's showing me that there's potential US strength for Friday. So that's it for now. A slightly different video and podcast this week. As you can see behind me, if you're watching the video, it's now springtime here in New Zealand. So really looking forward to getting outside and trading those longer time frame charts, which means you can go and do other things, you know, more enjoyable things than sitting watching charts. Charts are great to watch, but you know, you don't have to be trading all of the time. You can trade the longer time frames, the 4-hourlies, 12-hourlies, dailies, weeklies, etc., which means that you're not sat watching every single pip move up and down, which unfortunately so many people do. You know, trading's about having a great lifestyle and enjoying your trading and making it realistic. You know, you can't sit there for 8-10 hours a day watching charts 5 days a week and tell me that you enjoy doing that all of the time, because it's just not realistic. Even if you're making a huge amount of money from it, it doesn't lend itself to being practical all of the time, which is why I much prefer to trade those longer time frame charts. So trade less, higher returns per trade when they're profitable trades, and do things like get outside here and enjoy the great outdoors. So that's it for this week. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to bringing you more this time next week. This is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach.